Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. This week, we recognize some of the music world's biggest stars who are celebrating birthdays. We also tell about former heavyweight boxing champion Mike Tyson. But first, we tell about an American boxer who is making final plans to compete at the London Olympics. Rashi Warren is set to make history at the London Olympic Games. By competing, he will become the first American boxer to be a 3-time Olympian. He failed to win medals when he fought at Athens and Beijing, but as we hear from Faith Lapidus, the boxer says this time will be different.
Rashi Warren is a winner. He defeated Somjit Jungjohor of Thailand in the flyweight division finals at the World Amateur Boxing Championships in 2007. Rashi Warren was sure he would win a gold medal at the 2008 Olympics. But instead of winning, he lost in the first round to Lee Ok-sung of South Korea. Thinking he had more points, the American stopped throwing hard punches at the end of the fight. He was heartbroken when the judges said Lee had won. But the loss has made him train harder for the London Games.
So my coach kind of been putting me in training that for 9 minutes, we fighting 3 rounds each round, 3 minutes each round. And he want me to, you know, no rest and no break, 9 minutes straight, like with my opponent, like far as with my training partner, if I'm in the gym, and he want me to go all out, no getting tired in the ring.
Rashi Warren has been in training for almost 20 years. Warren grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio. He was following in the steps of his 3 brothers, all amateur boxers, when he fought for the first time at age 6. He was much smaller than most fighters and often had to fight larger boys. But by age 8, he won his first amateur or non-professional fight. The American says fighting older and possibly stronger opponents has been good for him.
It helped me through a lot because, you know, I was learning, you know, all the small things as far as, you know, stepping with the jab and, you know, using the combinations and, you know, bobbing and weaving. Plus, I was watching a lot of people growing up before me that was in the gym, like Ricardo Williams. He has silver medals at the 2000 Olympics in Sydney.
Warren also watched videos of another American boxer, Pernell Whitaker, a gold medalist at the 1984 Olympics. Now it is on to London, where he will probably turn heads because he has dyed part of his hair bright red.
I'm just trying to set a trend, you know, just doing something different with my hair and just know, like, if nobody don't remember my name, they'll remember the boy with the red hair.
If he wins a medal, his mother, Paulette, will wear it. She has always been there for him, win or lose. After the loss in Beijing, she helped persuade him to try out for his 3rd Olympics. Rashi Warren might compete as a professional boxer after the games.
Whatever I decided to do, she was with it, and I told her I wanted to go back again because I wanted to get that medal and put it around your neck. Just the fact that the struggle that we've been going through, that right there, just, you know, can complete my trophy case. And by giving that to her, I can move on to, you know, bigger and better things.
For now, his goal is to win an Olympic medal, and he has a good chance to do it. I'm Faith Lapidus.
Former boxing champion Mike Tyson is bringing his one-man show to New York City. The show opened 3 months ago in Las Vegas, Nevada. It closed in less than a week. Christopher Cruz witnessed one of the performances and spoke with the former champ. He tells us about Mike Tyson's plans to play on Broadway.
Some critics liked the Las Vegas show, but others did not. And the show was not a big hit with the general public. Some seats were empty. So a lot of people were surprised by the announcement that Mike Tyson had found financial backers to bring his show to Broadway. Perhaps the fact that a famous movie director agreed to direct the show helped to influence some investors. Mike Tyson has lived a very public and in many ways tragic and sickening life. In Las Vegas, he promised to tell his no-holds-barred story, and he did. The show is called Undisputed Truth, because for years he was the undisputed world heavyweight boxing champion. In fact, he was the youngest undisputed heavyweight champ in boxing history. As to whether everything Mike Tyson says in his show is the truth, let me say it was the truth as he sees it. 2 months ago, I presented a report about the Las Vegas show in the VOA Special English program, This is America. As noted then, much of what the former champ said during his show cannot be broadcast. That is because his language, like his life, was often disrespectful, threatening, and shocking. But at times, it could also be funny and interesting. The 45-year-old American has had huge successes, and even bigger failures. He earned and spent an estimated $400 million. People he trusted, he says, stole much of his money or did a poor job protecting it. Mike Tyson told the crowd he liked trouble and he was a horrible kid. He said he had won many boxing matches by the time he was 14, which made him feel, he said, invincible, like God. But he admitted he had emotional problems. And he said, "I was still an empty guy, even though I was the world champion." Mike Tyson says he keeps away from violence now. When the audience laughed at that line, he said, "I'm trying." Spike Lee will be directing the Broadway show. A well-known and successful director of movies, he has never before directed a production on The Great White Way, as Broadway is sometimes known. At the announcement of the show, Spike Lee said people are going to hear a great American story. He said Mike Tyson was showing a lot of courage to step onto a Broadway stage and tell his story. The show will run for 2 weeks in late July and August at Broadway's oldest theater, the Longacre, in Times Square. Tickets cost between $75 and $199. For $300, people will get a ticket and have a chance to meet Mike Tyson. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Several music artists are celebrating birthdays this week. Ringo Starr will celebrate his 72nd birthday on Saturday. The former Beatles drummer plans to spend the day in Nashville, Tennessee. He will be performing at Nashville's historic Ryman Auditorium. His latest single is a re-recorded version of his song Wings, which first appeared on his 1997 album, Ringo the Fourth. Ringo says so much has changed since then. He says at that time, an album still meant a vinyl record. Here he is with the latest version of Wings.
If I had the wings of an eagle, over these broken dreams I will fly. If I could be shot like an arrow, straight to you in your arms I would lie.
Pop music star Huey Lewis turned 62 on July 5th. He and his San Francisco-based group, The News, were among the world's most popular bands throughout the 1980s. They are perhaps best known for their hit single, The Power of Love, from 1985. That song gained worldwide fame after it appeared in the film Back to the Future. It became the band's first number one hit on Billboard's Hot 100 music chart. It also was nominated for an Academy Award. Rhythm and blues singer Bill Withers celebrated his 74th birthday on July 4th, America's Independence Day. This year marked the 40th anniversary of the release of his hit song, Lean on Me. It remains one of his most popular songs. It was awarded a Grammy in 1987. The song officially entered the Grammy Hall of Fame in 2005.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on.
Pop singers Taylor Dane and Laura Branigan also are celebrating birthdays this week. So is former rocker Debbie Harry from the band Blondie. And American pop and country singer Michelle Branch turned 29 years old. The singer is just as famous for being half of the singing duo The Wreckers as she is for her solo work. Her third solo album, West Coast Time, has been repeatedly delayed. It is now expected to be released later this year. Its first single, Loud Music, was a top 20 hit on the Adult Contemporary Music chart.
And now and then I get to wondering, what would have happened if we never met? I don't know. You take a drag off of a cigarette and driving too fast with some Zeppelin on. Oh, oh.
I'm June Sims. This program was written by Milagro Sardine and Christopher Cruz. Mike Richmond provided additional reporting. For transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our stories, go to voaspecialenglish.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
It was like my life began that day.